The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. The Lord has spoken, and will not repent. Heed His words, and give Him glory. July 17, 2007. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to His servant. Timothy, look upon these who have caused you such great distress and heartache, all these who have spoken against you in harsh tones, with anger, reproach, contempt, and backbitings, in the name of envy and pride. And tell me, against whom have these spoken, and with whom do they contend? Against whom have these gathered? They do rebel against the Lord their God, for they cannot bear to hear the truth absolute. They long for that which is malleable, embracing only that which yields to their own perverse desires and expectations. Therefore, take not one word to yourself, Timothy. Not one. Rather pray for them. For though they are learned, they have become as the unlearned. They know not the things of God, nor do they abide in the Messiah, neither does He live in them. They have turned their faces from me, shining their false light before men, according to those same corrupt doctrines and filthy traditions, passed down to them by their forefathers. How is it then that you contend with them, in the same manner they contend with you? Have you written all these letters? Have you done all these things by your own commandment? Have you taught, or planted even one seed of truth, according to your own understanding or knowledge? Vanity, Timothy. Vanity. Taking all these accusations and backbitings to yourself is great arrogance, the seeds of pride and vanity. For in the defending of yourself, you have taken all I have given you and made it your own, unwittingly. This is my word, my understanding, and my knowledge, my own spirit, through which you have received all these things. Therefore, step down from my throne and humble yourself and repent. Or have you so quickly forgotten that vengeance is mine? I shall repay. Thus all those who say they know me, then turn and strike me upon the mouth, never knew me. And all who call of themselves Christian and Jew, who do not cease from fighting against me, shall surely be rebuked and chastened. For I correct and discipline all those I love, even as I have done with you. Yet understand this also. All who refuse to give heed to my words, and cast stones at my prophets, by every contemptuous word and deed, in open and in secret, shall by no means escape the day of the Lord. Shall I reward them based solely upon their proclamation of faith in my name? Shall the Jew who rejects Messiah be gathered, simply because he is an adherent of Judaism or a descendant of Israel? Shall the Christian escape because they have repented in my name, though they make no effort to make their repentance full? Shall any who pollute my name and pervert my word in Scripture be delivered? I search the hearts and minds, even to the innermost. And I know whether or not you have been truly converted in your hearts, O faithless generation. So then, all these who speak presumptuously in my name, who seem oh so righteous before men, cannot cover over their hearts' true intent, with elevated words and prepared speeches, or by the quoting of Scripture. Rather that done and that spoken, whether in truth or for a pretense, was first born in the heart, in accordance with one's innermost thoughts and intentions. Yet, as it is written, there is nothing concealed which will not be exposed, nor anything hidden which shall not be revealed and brought into the light of day. All will be made known. Therefore, Timothy, fear none of these who persecute you, nor strive over words with them, for they are but flesh. They have ears, yet refuse to hear. They have eyes, yet refuse to see. They want no part with me, as I truly am. Thus when even one word of my correction is spoken against them, they do quickly plug their ears and cover their faces, lest they should be found guilty of teaching heresies and blasphemies before God, in the name of the Son. Again, shall I reward them for these things? Shall I deliver them, though they have learned nothing of the truth as it was meant to be received, preached, and lived in, abiding wholly in the doctrine of the Messiah, whose disciples they claim to be, though they do not follow him? Behold, they carry no cross at all, refusing to pick it up for its weight. neither do they ask for strength, but do always turn aside after Satan. Timothy, I have given you a sword, not a handcart. Therefore, trust in me, and use what I have given you. For my sickle is poised, and ready for reaping. Yet the harvest must first be prepared and separated. You are sent as a teacher and prophet, to those of a humble heart, who do always seek my face. And as a watchman and soldier, to those who continually resist my word, and blaspheme my spirit. Behold, the hearts of both the seeker and the obstinate shall be pierced, and the wicked struck through. For the Lord your God is no respecter of persons. Neither do I change. For I am, and forever shall I be, the same, and unchanging. Thus I have spoken, and shall not repent. Therefore heed my words, and give me glory. For I tell you the truth. All shall come to pass, and be fulfilled, even before the eyes of this generation. Then you shall know, I am the Lord, and a prophet had been among you.